Okay, welcome to Maseches Yevamos, and we start a new Seder, we start a new Masechta, we start a new world. And today we'll talk about, though, a Shas topic that comes up right here on the first daf in Maseches Yevamos in the Tosus. The Mishnah talks about, as we know here, that the 15 women that are potros sarosehen, Vitzaros sarosehen, the women that patru their tzaros, if one of the wives is an isser erva to the yavam, then all the wives are patru from doing yibum or chalitza. So that is the rule of the Mishnah. So the Tosfos asks, after the 15 women are mentioned, what about Nida? Why isn't Nida on the list? Because if a woman is a Nida, that's also an Isser Karis. So if, when the Zika started, right, when the man dies, when the brother dies, if his wife, or even one of the wives, is a Nida, she's an Isser Karis, and therefore, she should be Usser, she's Usser right now to the Yavam, so therefore, she should always be Usser to the Yavam, right? Just like we say, if something changes later on, by Achos Isha, let's say right now, two brothers are married to two sisters, and one of the brothers dies. So one of his wives is Achos Isha to the brother, so he doesn't have to do Yibum or Chalitza with her, and that pothers all the others. And what about later on? Why do we say that later on, also, the Zika doesn't come back? That's Tosus's question. Tosus's question, what's the difference between Achos Isha, where the Zika does not come back? If she's Achos Isha at the time of the death, so then it does not come back, while by Nida, it does come back. And Nida, you'd have to wait for this woman. Ein lahakshos, de Nida te'aser li'avam, afal bishavetara acharkach. Right, even though she becomes tar, kamo achos ishto, de ein misyabemes afilu mese ishto achrechein. By achos isha, there's no yibim afterwards. It doesn't come back. De lo dami, they're not comparable. So the first answer is a different topic. Hopefully we'll talk about it one day. That nida is a different type of one of the arayos than achos isha. Maybe nida isn't even an erva. That's the language of the Tosfos Rashi here. He adds into Tosfos. Da achos isha v'shar arayos ha'isser omeid al hayavam tfei mishar b'nei adam. When it comes to achos isha and other arayos, the isser is more in the oven than anyone else. Everyone else is mutter to marry this woman. Aval nida l'kuleyama asira. But nida is asa to everybody. V'yafilu b'nidasa mashba b'psachim debaz yibam hi. Right, and even in Psachim Ayin Beit, it sounds like she can theoretically do yibam, that if she would violate. To come Rabbi Yochanan ishto nida ba'al chayiv yivimto nida ba'al pater uparchala maishto yivimto dekavin mitzvah mashba dekanila. Sounds like it would be kone even if she's a nida. Va'onir lachalik, and then Tosfos has another answer. What's the difference between Achos Isha and Nida? To Achos Isha, Ava Bisha Mesa Ishto Acharechein, Shuv Lo Tizachik Liyibam. Even if the sister dies, afterwards, the Yibam does not come back. The Zika doesn't come back. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies, and then later on, his wife dies, who's the sister of Shimon's wife. So now Shimon should be able to do Yibam or Chalitza. No, it doesn't come back. Shuv Lo Tizachik Liyibam. Kima Chiniftara Sha'a Achas. Because it says, so you're going to tell me she could get remarried and live her life because the one of the women is Achos Isha, then 10 years later the Achos Isha is going to die and now she has to do Yibam. Now she has to do Chalitza. That's a violation of the principle from Mishle. And Rashi Tosfos quotes the Gemara later on Daf Pei Zayin. What's the Gemara there? The Gemara there is similar, but not exactly the same. The Gemara there talks about when a man dies, he has a child, and therefore his wife doesn't have to do yibam. She gets remarried and lives her life, and then later on, the child dies. We're not going to say that all of a sudden now she has to do yibam, because now she doesn't have any children from that man. Says the Gemara there. And therefore, we don't say that there is chozer v'neir achiv of yibam rechalitza. Rashi, what's the violation? Vizusha hayala ben velo niska kali yavam. This woman who had a son and she didn't have to do yibam. V'niseis l'shuk, she got remarried. V'meis but now her original son dies. Im tomar tachlots harehim izgan abayla. It'll be disgusting, and her new husband doesn't want her to do chalitza now. It'll be genus in his eyes, and it'll be a lack of shalom bias, and therefore we're not going to make this woman just do a chalitza once she got remarried. The Ritva here says even stronger, that maybe we'll have to make her to get divorced and then do chalitza. So either way, that's a violation. Interesting to think why the other Rishonim, like the Tosfos Rashi and others, don't quote this answer. They don't all quote this answer of Derechar Dechinoam. They quote the other answer of Nida versus Achos Isha, but Derechar Dechinoam as if over there on Daf Pei Zayin, they agree that the Rechet Achenoam should apply. But here, they're not as convinced. What's the difference, interesting to think about, between that case and this case? You know, one might say that over there, fundamentally, Rechet Achenoam means, you know, the ways of the Torah is sweet, but you still have to have a mechanism how it works. So over there, there was never a Zika, right? When the man dies, he had a child. So that's a total hafka'a, and therefore we say it's never going to come back. Here, you might say there was a Zika, but there's an external problem. You know, there's an erva, there's another iser erva, you know, achos isha. So that could be different. That could be a different type of problem, not as much of a hafka. But either way, this is the sugi of the Rechayot HaChenoam. Tosas uses this in order to interpret a halacha, right? Interpret the law. And this is not the only time that this comes up. Chazal do this sometimes. Chazal did this twice in Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Beis and on Daf Lamed Gimel. Chazal use Daf Lamed or Lamed Beis and Aleph Lamed Beis and Beis. Chazal use this to interpret, to try to figure out what are the Dalin Minim. It's not always clear in the Torah. It says Pre-Eitz Hadar. What exactly is a Pre-Eitz Hadar? How do you get from that to Esrog? Or Lulav, Kapos Tmarim. The Gemara goes through on Lamed Beis and Aleph. What is Kapos Tmarim? So it says the Gemara, maybe we might have kafis tamarim de luvahu. How do you know it means a palm? Ema charusa, right? Maybe it's this other type of growth called a charus. Bina kafus falaka. You need kafus. Mash kafus means it's separated and then you put it together. The ema ufta, maybe it means like the trunk. Kafus b'chal di'ika parod. V'hai kafus v'omeid la'olam. No, it has to be separated and then you can put it together. The ema kufra, maybe it means the shoots that come out. Rashi, hainunami eitz kein charusa eladain ben shana ube ishtei shanim. And you can put it together, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Derecha, Derechei Noam, V'chon, Nesiva, Shalom, Ksiv. And these shoots are like thorns, they're very sharp. The Elu, says Rashi, Asin Kakotzim. The Yotzim, Ben Uksin Harbe. There are a lot of thorns that come out, Umisart, Nesay, and Dayim. You have to bloody your hands every time you hold a lulav, and therefore that can't be. That's impossible. That's figuring out what a lulav is. And if you look on the next amud also, lamebez, mebez on the bottom, trying to figure out what a hadas is. Same kind of discussion. What is a hadas? What is avus? So the Gemara says, maybe it means, where's the lashon? Here, ve'ema zesa, maybe it means zayis, bein an avus falecha, you need braided. Ve'ema dulva, maybe it means dulva, some other type of almond or chestnut type of branch. You need leaves covering the most of the branch. They have a hirdof. Maybe it's hirdof. Amar abaya. Again, the same abaya. Derecher darchei noam valeka. That's not darchei noam because that's going to cut the hands. It's very sharp. And therefore, it is no good. And Rava says a different pasuk. Ha-emes v'hashalom ahavu. Right, a different pasuk. Truth and peace have to be together. Rashi, Tosas discuss what's the difference between these different sources. But either way, you see Chazal also used Derecher Dachenoam to interpret law. So there are other areas where Derecher Dachenoam comes up. First of all, in Tamei HaMitzvos. So Tamei HaMitzvos aren't determining the law, but they're explaining, once you know the law, you know, it can be used to explain. Rabbeinu Bachai, already in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bachai uses Derecher Dachenoam in Parsha Shmini. The Pasuk tells us the eight shrutzim, the Shmona Shrutzim, which are mitame. There are a lot of other more animals that are not kosher, but the eight shrutzim that are mitame, if I touch the dead body, then I become tame. A snake is not one of them. V'anachash eino bechlalam. So the question is, why not? The nachash is the symbol of tumah, right? The nachash akadmoni. Why didn't the pasuk put the nachash into the shratzim hatemeim? Aval ha'inyan, says Rabbeinu Bachai, who miklali darchei Torah shakol nasivoseh shalom. The Torah did not want to say that the nachash is tamei by touching it. She'im kain, because if it would be, haya adam nimna milahargo, because they tamei. Person would think twice. They would see a snake. Oh, I don't want to become tamei. But snakes are dangerous. You have to kill it. Don't think twice. So that's why the Torah does not make it tamei, so that people kill it right away. And therefore, they don't have to think about it. People are very makpid about Tumah V'Tahara. Clear. That's the message of that Rabbeinu Bachai. The Torah doesn't want people to think twice. The Sefer Chinuch also, Sefer Chinuch, by the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, quotes the Derecher Darchei Noam in mitzvah Shin Ayin Vav, where he talks about why a Nazir and a Kohen are not allowed to become Tameh. And then the Sefer Achinuch says, but why is it that a Kohen can become Tameh for his seven relatives? Why is that? But a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are not allowed. So this is the mitzvah is about the Isra of Tumas Nazir. So Tameh and Nazir and Meish, Demer Laviv, Limo, Lo Yitama, V'chulu, V'inyan. Ki kedushas haKohen chala alav memela lo hiskim hu aleo midaita lo niyasa. A Kohen is automatic. I don't choose to become a Kohen. If my father is a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. Ki im miledes u mibeten is kadish bekoach shifto shekula kodesh. I didn't choose to put myself in this situation. Vanagasu im krovav kechol shar bnei haolam ki in chiluk bein ha'isha Kohen l'shar ha'am. Zulasi, what's the difference? Because he's chosen to do the avoda. Ki le'itim yavod beis alokav, v'amnam le'itim gamkein yishkon behechalo, v'yogel ha'mo'avav. And sometimes, though, a Kohen also is happy with his family and having a party with his family. U'le'simcho le'mishte yirkra re'av akro'avav. He's not separated from the world like a Nazir chose to be separated from the world. No, a Kohen's automatic. And therefore, says the Chinuch, the Torah allows the Kohen to be at the levaya of his seven relatives. He didn't choose this, and this is Dracha Darchinom, he wants to be there. Umibneze Hirshali Hitame Lohem, Ki called Darchi Atora Noam Vachonasiva Sayashalom. Achenu Isha Nazir Lashem, but a Nazir, Kalime Nedan Isro, Kadushu Lashem, it's not forever, and he chose that, and he's Kodesh. Kimosheid Alavakasav, Ki Nazir Alakavarosha, Lo Yitame Lutavas Holam, he's not involved. Voyitsame Besamishtos, he's not a social creature. And afterwards he'll come back to the fold. But right now it is he's at an extreme, and therefore he's not allowed to become tummy. But that's the chinuch again, the Rechad Achei Noam allowing the Kohen to become tummy for his seven relatives. So you have Rabbeinu Bachai about the snake, the Sefer Chinuch Tumas Kohanim, and one more, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, now going to the world of the Achronim, talks about the Rechad Achei Noam in Parshas Noach, where the Meshech Chachma says, Lo Rachok Lomar, it's not far off to say. I'm suggesting, it's not far off to say. Masha Patra Torah Nashim Imperi Virivya, V'chiva Raka Nashim, why does the Gemara have Exiris HaKasav later on in our Masechta and Masechta Yivamas that women are Pturas from Puruvu and not men, well, men are Chayev, but why are women Pturas? They do 90%, 100% of the having the child. Ki Mishpatei Hashem Mudrachav Darchei Noam, V'chol Nesiv Aser Shalom. Something that's so dangerous and so difficult, inherently. There's no other mitzvah like this that's so inherently difficult. Maybe Bris Mila, the Meshech Chachma talks about in Dvarim, in Perak Yud. But in general, other mitzvahs, no, that aren't inherently painful or hard. So, says the Chinuch, Derech Darchei Noam, a mitzvah by definition cannot be dangerous. And this type of Puruvu type of mitzvah. And therefore, can't be mechuyev on a woman. Because the Torah is sweet, like the Gemara says in Chulin, that for everything Asr out there, there's something Mutter. That's why we know Hashem is not interested in us fasting. So one day a year, and that's only because it's good for us. And the day before that day, the Kodem is Hira V'chiv Alecho. That's why, to go against human nature, the strongest taiva that we have is that in the world of arayos, that in the world of physical, man and woman. That's what the Gemara said in Chagiga, if you remember, the nafsho shel adam machandasan, lefisha luha yatzarach legodel ma'alasu lezhiras gufo. The Yozer Mizeh, and he talks about the Torah goes with the nature of a person, v'yim kain. He says, Nashim shemistachnos bi'ibur leida. Women who have danger, so it can't, the Torah can't say you're chayiv to do that. Lo gazra atorah letzavos lefros lirbos ala isha. V'chein mutaras lishos koshel ikarin. The issue of sirus doesn't apply equally to a man and woman. Rak lakim amin. But to balance that, says the Meshech Chachma, to balance the fact that she's pater from Puravu, the Torah gave her a motherly instinct, desire to have a child more than the man. Rak lakim amin asa betiva shetshukasa laholid aza mishel ish. Umatzana laRachel sheamra havali banev im ein mesa anochi. We find by Rachel that they want a child like this. They want it deeply. Adam v'chaval shebirich osam kodem achit v'cholu, and then he puts it into the psukim in Bereishis. So those are the three regarding Tameh HaMitzvos, the Chinuch, Rabbeinu Bachai, and the Meshech Chachma. But we actually have this regarding Psak Kalacha as well. Again, the cases that we have in our Tosfos and the Gemaras in Sukkah are interpreting the law. But we have Chidushim in Psak Halacha. The Radvaz uses this in two tshuvas right next to each other. Chelek Gimel, Aleph Nun Beis and Aleph Mem Tes. Nun Beis, is the tshuva. We've quoted this before. It's also Tafresh Chav Zayin. The governmental official says to a Jew, let me cut off your arm or I'm going to kill so-and-so. Do you have to give your limb in order to allow so-and-so to live? If they say, kill Reuven or I'll kill you, so you have to be killed. That's one of the big three. But if they say, Im Amar Hashilton Li Yisrael, Hanachli Lekatzeitz Eiver Echad, She'en Chameis Bimenu. Let me cut off one Eiver. O Amis Yisrael Chaveirecha. So Yesh Omrim Shechayel Haniach Lekatzeitz Eiver. He says, some say you have to let them cut off your limb. Ho'vein Omeis, since you're not dying from it, and therefore, it would have to be allowed. But says the Radvaz, Zumidas Chasidus, which sounds like if you want to, you can. Avaladin Yeshuva, but that's not the halacha. Three reasons. Malas Akanis Eiver de Shabbos, and you compare it to Shabbos, you can be Mechal Shabbos, Shekin Ones, Da'asi Mishmaya, Bahulu, Vesu, Dilma de Chatichas Eiver, Avavi She'en Hanashem Atuliya, Boshema Yetzmenu Da'am Harbe Vyamus. Who says that this is not dangerous? Cutting off a limb is always dangerous. So it is Safik Bikuach Nefesh. Umay Chazis de Dam Chaver Sumak Tve, Dilma, Demati day sumaktve. Maybe your blood is redder. V'ani reisi echad shemes aideisha sartuas azno sritos dakos. I saw somebody who died when they cut his ear with some scratches. Lotzi miyamdam v'yatsa kol kachat shemes. V'ra ein lucha ba'adam aver kal kaozen. V'kol shekinim yachtachu oso. And therefore, I don't think you have a chiyuv based on that. It's a savik bikoach nefesh. V'su demala Shabbos, and he says the original. I didn't read it before. The original raya was from Shabbos, and it says about a zara chash pe'ena of muta lekochla b'Shabbos. If you have an eye ache, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do on Shabbos because it's all connected to the heart. Mashma than any other aver, you wouldn't be able to be mechal Shabbos for. But says the Radvaz, no. I would have thought Shabbos is more chamor than even limbs. So Shabbos is weighted in the other side. You can't do anything based on a kavachomer. And still, that's not literal, right? It's all money. So surely here. And then he says, Visu Dixiv Drachha Darche Noam. Vitsorach Shemishpate Tarasenu Yu Maskime Melasechal Vahasvara. The Torah has to be make sense. Vihyala Daitenu Shianiach Adam Lasamias Eino Lachto Khazyado Araglo. Conditionally Amiso as Chaveiro. Is that Mistaver that the Torah would demand that you have to cut off out your eye or your leg or your arm to save your friend? Hilkach eni roa tam ladin. Midas chasidus means you're allowed to. You might have said that he would say you're not even allowed to. But he says, Ashrei chelko mishi yuchalamod bazeh v'mi yisafik sakaras lefashas hari zeh chasid shote. But if it's really something called nefesh, it's a chasid shote. Tesveika didei adif mi vadai techavrei. That's an important tshuva. Three tshuvas beforehand in Elef Memtes, he talks about Adam Zomim. Fascinating. We know that Adam Zomim Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher. Also, what I wanted to do, so then I have to I get that punishment. What about by Mominus? So we know that there's no Kasher Zomim Velo Kasher also really, but Dini Mominus, there's a Tosfos about this in Baba Kama. But let's say if the Adam caused Reuven to pay Shimon, and then it was wrong, they're proven to be Zomim, so they have to make up that money. They caused Reuven to pay, so they have to pay. What if it was only Kasher Zomim? They wanted Reuven to pay, but they never end up making him pay. So then they have to pay. So who do they pay? It's not mefurish in Shas. So you might say they pay the Eidim, but I don't know, maybe they should pay Bezdin. Maybe Bezdin, because the guy didn't actually lose money. So says the Chinna, says the Radvaz, in that context, they caused him heartache, they caused him, tsaris. V'ilo demis tafin, he says, Dover zelo reisi v'lo shamati. Aval achar bakashas mechila me'arav efshali lomer dekaim lan davagav dein onchen onesh aguf midin kavachomer, onchen mamon midin kavachomer. V'ilad demis tafina lidrosh bakasim ashlo nimsav divre chazal. I would have darshan this. V'ashlisim lo kasher zomam la'asos. V'haya siya tiye la'achiv. V'yesh betalma ki yosi bedrashazu tos tam zeh acha timsa tov mimenu. And it says earlier, the line earlier, I didn't quote it. V'ilad de huzmu havi mishalim. L'kach zichzolo ator betashlumin ki kol derechad arche noam. So the Radvaz has it in two tshuvas. There's another tshuva, the Rush. The Tur quotes the Rush in Rosh Mishpat, Reishai and Hey. If a ger dies and everybody takes his property, there's no chiyuv of kfura because it's all hefker. And the Bach says, no. Of course, if people are taking his stuff, even though it's hefker, they have to leave some for the burial because it's Recher Darchei Noam, which is a chiddush because that Recher Darchei Noam would override a cheskas mamon. The Shulchan Aruch just passes like the Rush there, but the Shach quotes the Bach. and says maybe it's a good idea, but ain't devar of mechrachin. But again, another context of derechecha, darchei Noam. Okay, we'll stop here.